The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy. Joined now by Senator Tom Cotton, who I want to compliment at the beginning for your statements yesterday, both on Twitter and then the full statement that you released, as well as your op-ed earlier in the week. You hit perfect pitch in both instances, Senator. Can you tell us what happened yesterday?
Yeah, well, thank you for that, Hugh. Well, we just gathered for this normally a somewhat ministerial counting of electoral votes. Many members in the past haven't even attended it, but yesterday, obviously, some senators decided to object to electors purporting they were going to reverse the results. So that meant that we were prepared for a long day. After objection was raised to Arizona, we returned to the Senate chamber, and the first I heard about any protesters being inside the building was from Mitt Romney. I think you may have seen it on social media. So I immediately told one of my able staff to bring me a Leatherman that contains a weapon that I could use to defend myself and other senators to at least that point. But thankfully, thanks to the very capable Capitol Police that we had on the front lines protecting the perimeter of the Capitol and the Senate chamber and then escorting us, helping some of the frail members to a secure location that was not necessary. But it was chaotic for about 30, 45 minutes or so. Hate to see the kind of insurrection we saw in the Capitol yesterday anywhere, but especially in the seat of our democracy. And as I said last summer, there can be no tolerance for mob violence of any kind. It doesn't matter what kind of slogans they have on their signs when they're marching beforehand. When it descends into violence, it has to be met with the full force of the law.
Senator, the three quickest to condemn the insurrectionists were you, Congressman Michael Waltz, and Congressman Mike Gallagher, all of you combat veterans of Afghanistan and or Iraq. Do you think that's a coincidence, or do you think it comes from having seen the consequence of lawlessness in writ large and in a polity?
Well, yeah, I mean, when you see in Iraq the effects of decades of tyranny or in Afghanistan decades of anarchy, you realize just how fragile civil order can be and what a blessing it is that we live in the United States and we have the world's oldest constitution and the rule of law, and that needs to be defended. And that's why I said last summer and why I said yesterday that mob violence can never be an acceptable form of political action, and that as soon as it becomes a mob, it has to be stopped immediately.
Now, you noted 2 days ago that you did not support the objections to the electors. I noted the same thing in the Washington Post. At the same time, those who were issuing those objections were following a well-trod path from 2004 and 2016. On the record, did they do anything lawless themselves?
No, they did not. They did something deeply unwise, and they misled their own supporters and gave them false hope that somehow this was going to affect the results of the election, when, as we saw yesterday, there was zero chance that ever happened. Nancy Pelosi's Democratic House was not going to reverse the results of an election that elected a Democratic president. Now, you're right that the Democrats are pretty hypocritical about acting as if filing those objections was some kind of unprecedented breach of norms. It's so unprecedented to you that the Democrats have only done it every time a Republican has won the presidency this century. Those senators, again, I think for political gain in the short term, gave their supporters false hope and misled them that something would happen yesterday that would reverse the results of election or even create some kind of emergency audit of the election results. None of that was ever going to happen. A much sounder course would be to propose the kind of independent commission that I have and Senator McConnell and Senator Tim Scott have to evaluate all of the novel voting practices from last year's election to ensure that we can have sound elections with integrity in the future.
Now, Senator, last question. We've got a lot of callers today who are deeply frustrated at what they perceive as a double standard. Jim Talent talked about the acculturation of violence. You've got a good position because you condemned it last summer and you condemned it yesterday. It was unfolding. Is it necessary for conservatives, rule of law conservatives today, to focus exclusively or at least predominantly on what happened yesterday?
Well, Hewitt, I'd say the focus is better put on what's going to happen in 13 days when Joe Biden is sworn in and the Democrats have a majority, never majorities, but a majority nonetheless in the House and the Senate along with the Vice President, and what it means to America if we don't get organized to stop their radical agenda. However, as I said last summer, I said again today, like I said yesterday, the kind of violence you saw in the Capitol, the kind of violence you saw in the streets last summer is never acceptable. People can protest and demonstrate all they want, but it can never turn into violence. And if it does, it has to be met with the full force of the law.
And will you be back at the Congress today? Is Congress meeting today?
No, the Congress adjourned last night and will not reconvene until January 19th.
And then it will pass under the control of the Democrats. How quickly will bad legislation flow, Senator?
Well, first, the Senate has to pass a new organizing resolution to assign committees and committee chairs, and that's a resolution that's subject to filibuster. So the Democrats can't cram that down through. So I suspect we'll follow the 2000 model, in which committees will be evenly divided. They'll have special rules for how committees operate in evenly divided circumstance. So that'll be the first order of business, and then we'll see what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer think should be on the agenda. Look, we still have a pandemic to deal with. There's still going to be needs, especially in getting vaccines distributed and into people's arms as quickly as possible. I hope we can find other grounds to cooperate, but the Democrats want to move straight to raising taxes and defunding the police and opening our borders. Then we're going to have to be ready.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership program offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well today.